This hour, the Arizona House Appropriations Committee is scheduled to start debating the package of bills that make up the proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Earlier in the show, we heard about concerns over some of the education provisions. Now we're going to talk about health care. And with me to do that is Anne-Marie Alameddine, President and CEO of the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association. Anne-Marie, good morning.
Good morning.
So it sounds like your organization has sort of mixed feelings about this budget. Let's start with what you say is the good, which is money for a program called Kids Care, which is part of the state Children's Health Insurance Program.
Yes, from a healthcare perspective, it's really kind of a mixed bag. We have Kids Care funding, which eliminates the freeze. We have a rural broadband funding, as well as a rural hospital prenatal equipment funding. So three really important items from a healthcare perspective. Eliminating the Kids Care freeze really helps a lot of low-income families. As many people know, the Kids Care program allows healthcare coverage for families that that don't qualify for Medicaid, but don't make enough to afford private healthcare insurance coverage. So it's a really important investment in access to healthcare services for kids so that they get that preventative healthcare that they need, which we know is really the foundation of a healthy life. So it's a great investment for the legislature and the governor to put this in the budget.
Now, you mentioned kind of a mixed bag. On the negative side, there was money that you were hoping for to deal with the physician shortage in the state. It seems like that's not in there.
It's not, and that was very disappointing, and we certainly hope it does get in there. But the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association, as well as a lot of other healthcare organizations, put a package together to help combat the physician shortage in Arizona. And as many people know, currently Arizona is 44th out of 50 states in the country for a physician shortage. And that's today, and we know with our demographic changes, and our aging population, the growth that we'll have in the state, we will certainly not meet the physician need to meet the needs of our communities moving forward. So this package did a couple of different things. It increased the U of A medical school slots. It increased funding by $20 million for residency slots across the state of Arizona. And it provided some funds for loan repayments for physicians. So it was a multi-pronged approach that we thought would help combat this shortage. And we're just really disappointed that it's not in the budget yet. It's certainly a missed opportunity. We would be providing over 900 physicians over 10 years with this funding. We hope it can certainly get in there.
Well, so how do you sort of evaluate the product as it stands now? Obviously, as you mentioned, things can change between now and whenever it is the legislature passes and the governor signs it. But you mentioned, three or so things that you thought were really, really good and one thing that you really wanted in there. Is there a way to sort of say, okay, well, we got three quarters of what we wanted and, everybody can't get everything that they want?
Well, I just think the physician shortage, Kids Care is access to affordable health care coverage for families. People can have access, but we have to make sure we have the physicians in our hospitals and in our communities to actually provide that care. And that's what the physician package provided, was to provide those more physician slots. A lot of only about 50% of our physicians who graduate from medical school in Arizona stay in Arizona. But if we had more residency slots, that would certainly increase. So I really think the physician shortage is more of a broad healthcare policy initiative that needs to be addressed because of where we're at right now, respective to the country.
Have you gotten any kind of indication as to why the extra residency slots were not included in the budget?
No, I was not a party to the negotiations behind closed doors. We certainly were doing a lot of education throughout the state, both in Phoenix and Tucson and our rural communities. The rural physician shortage is even more acute there. And so we did a lot of education in these communities, and I know a lot of our legislators were supportive. But for whatever reason, behind closed doors, it didn't make it into the budget so far. But we certainly hope it does in the end, and that legislators and the governor see this really important issue to address the physician shortage in Arizona.
All right. That is Anne-Marie Alameddine, President and CEO of the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association. Anne-Marie, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.